Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, August 6, 2013, and this is Karen Hall, United MEC Membership Engagement Chairperson, reporting. We continue to receive calls and questions regarding the new flight attendant uniform. We have compiled a list of questions and answers from discussions with the company to support your efforts to be in compliance with the new uniform regulations. These can be found on our website under News and Uniforms. On Tuesday, August 20th, there will be an open house celebrating flight attendants from all carriers at the San Francisco Airport Commission Aviation Library. A program of talks, films, and commemorations will be presented throughout the day and feature the current museum exhibit, United We Stand, Female Flight Attendant Uniforms of United Airlines. The event takes place from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on August 20th. Details and information may be found at www.ssomuseum.org and www.rafa-cwa.org. Recently, we have received a number of questions about some factually inaccurate information regarding retiree life insurance benefits for flight attendants. It is important to understand that United's retiree life insurance benefits are determined by the contract for the applicable work groups under which the employee works and is specific to the year in which the employee retired. In an effort to clear up some of these questions, we have provided a review of the retiree life insurance benefit as it pertains specifically to United flight attendants on our website. President Barack Obama nominated Deborah Hirschman for her third term as chairman of the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board 2 days before her appointment was to expire. Hirschman has been chairman since July 2009, and her role includes involvement in recent issues such as the 787 battery fires and the July 6 Asiana crash. Approval from the Senate is required to confirm the chairman, whose responsibilities include guiding probes, holding hearings, and recommending safety improvements. Negotiations with the company resumed yesterday, August 5th, 2013, in San Francisco. To receive the most up-to-date information regarding joint negotiations, sign up for the Our United newsletter at www.ourunited.org. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.